الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، أما بعد، حياكم الله. Dear brothers and sisters, to the translation of the khutbah of today, which is titled by Polygamy Shall Necessity. I began the khutbah by khutbah al-haja, and then I said, all Muslims, Allah Ta'ala created man as a male. And then he, Allah Ta'ala, brought out of his chest bone his wife, so that he settles two. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 189, هو الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وجعل منها زوجها ليسكن إليها. He, Allah, is the one who created you from one single soul, from which He brought its supposed from it, so that man can have a tranquility with. And likewise, Allah Ta'ala said that He created women to be the matter of settling for the sons of Adam. As well, Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Rum, Ayah 21, ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون. ومن آياته, and from the sciences of Allah, the sciences of the oneness of Allah, is that He created out of you your wives, the women, so that you, the men, settle too and have your conveniency. And He, Allah Ta'ala, made between you, male and female, love and mercy, and that is only as a sign for people who think. And since the purpose of creating woman is to be, besides worshiping Allah, of course, is to be the thing that the man finds his conveniency and rest with. And that the woman suffers of what she suffers of, which make the entertainment of man or the pleasure of man less, the like of the menses and bleeding after giving birth. And that's why Allah Ta'ala made it permissible for man to enjoy more than one woman. Not because man is better than woman, no. It is not because man is better than woman, no. But because man has a bigger need, a bigger sexual need than the woman. And that's why Allah Ta'ala closed all the doors and gates for haram. so that the man does not go to as a necessity and need. And that's why Allah permitted him to marry from the free woman, four wives. As Allah Ta'ala in Ayah 3 of Surah An-Nisa, فَانْكِحُوا مَا طَابَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَثْنَى وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبَاعَ. And marry whatever you like of woman, two or three or four. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا you. فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ And if you, not the woman, but you, the man, if you fear that you cannot be just, so you are the judge of yourself. It's not your wife who can judge you. As many wives today say, no, you can't marry another woman because you cannot be just. That's not up to her. That's not up to her. Allah Ta'ala did not relate it to her. Allah Ta'ala did not say, فَإِنْ خَافَتْ أَزْوَاجُكُنَّ الْأُوَلِ No. He said, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ you, the men. But where are the men? Where are the men? The men now are afraid, but not afraid of the injustice. They are afraid of their wives. They are afraid of their wives. That's the truth. They are afraid of their wives. Not they are afraid of the injustice. No. So, Allah Ta'ala said, marry two or three or four women. That is from the free women. But the slaves, unlimited number. Unlimited number. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Mu'minun, Ayah 5 and Ayah 6, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ And those believers who protect their private parts, إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ except for their wives, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ or what their right hand possessed, owned, from the slaves, female slaves. This ayah shows that the number is unlimited of wives and female slaves. But the ayah of Surah An-Nisa limited the number of wives only. Not women, la, wives. The ayah of Surah An-Nisa limited the number of wives to four as maximum. So, back to the ayah of Surah Al-Mu'minun, we understand it, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ as even the maximum number of four, أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ as no limited number. But unfortunately today there are no slaves. No slaves. Unfortunately. Why do we say unfortunately? Because those guys who planned for removing the slavery, they did not remove it. They did not remove it because they want freedom for these slaves. La, they are treating them until today as slaves. Wallahi, they are treating them until today as slaves. They look to them lower than themselves. Forget about this lie, they put a president from African background. This is all lie. That country is not ruled by a president, whoever he is. That is ruled by the Lubi, you know, we all know that. Everyone knows that. As president is only a show. He's not a ruler. He cannot rule nothing. But it is only a fabricated lie to convince mankind, whatever color they are, that slavery is not allowed. Okay, next step. Polygamy is not allowed. to? Subhanallah. What do you want? Do you want to free the slaves, or you want to put the free ones in slavery? Now they put even the free ones into slavery. They put the free ones into slavery. Slavery of women. Subhanallah. And then all of this, because Islam limited the number of wives. And unlimited, yani from the free woman. Free woman means she is daughter of president. She is daughter of this, of that, yani rich man, man of authority. These are free ones, okay? You don't find a slave who is president. Nah, they don't put a president cannot be a slave. A king cannot be a slave of others, other than Allah, of course. So what do they plan? They plan to enjoy unlimited number of women, even if it is illegally. That's why, akhi, you see one of the presidents of that big country caught with his secretary. And another one caught attacking and accusing an African custodian in a hotel. And many, many stories like that. Many, many, many stories. And you see even fathers enjoying their daughters. In that country, this is not from me, this is from their mouths, the kuffar themselves. But still, Muslims are just following blindly. Everything. And just yesterday, mashallah, the whole Muslim world, and even today, they are all in the streets after Jum'ah on big revolutions and strikes. And why? Because of the film made in America of Rasulullah. Ya Ikhwan, look at this. It began by caricatures in Belgium. And now, in Belgium or in Holland, I forgot, in Denmark. And then, another one. And then, today, film. Why is that? Because they found the Muslims are weak in their deen, in their religion. They are weak. You don't see any signs or symptoms of Islam. Beard shaved. Clothes changed like the West. Their faces, Western. Their clothes, Western. Their language, Western. An Indian man puts his son into English school. Why not Urdu school? No, Urdu is not good. Urdu is not good. English. English to be American, to be British. SubhanAllah, what imitation is that? What imitation is that? I gave example of Indian, but unfortunately it is all Muslims, with no exemptions, even Saudis. With no exemptions. This is the case of all Muslims today. And even when it comes to their sexual requirements, which they cannot escape from. They cannot escape from. They also imitate the kuffar. One wife. Liars. Wallahi liars. They look for women. They look into TV channels for the beauty of a woman. They look into the magazines. They even, many of them, go to the haram. Why? Because they are staying far away from their religion. Are saying, Ya Akhi, if you cannot wear your beard, you cannot have a second wife. Believe me. You are not brave enough. You are scared of the mirror. When you look at it, oh, who is this with beard? So of course you're going to be scared of your wife, who's maybe one third of your size, but you are scared that she bucks you, she beats you, she kicks you. That's the truth. That's the truth. And this is because everybody in the West, and I say it, everybody is scared of his wife. Everybody, even those wrestlers, big bodies, they are scared of their wives. They are scared. And that's why always they say things that pleases the wife, the woman. Ladies first, liars. They don't want her first, but they want to put her in the trap first. So as I said, and since the woman is the place or the factory of men, so it became essential that this land, this farm to be clean and protected from any other seeds, not to be planted into it. Because once you plant more than one seed, you don't know the fruit of whose. You can't know. Forget about DNA or DNA. It's also another lie. So that's why Islam came to say that a woman cannot have more than one man. Cannot have more than one man at a time. She can have another husband after she's divorced and the period is over. But in the same time, no. And I know no one on this earth opposed this and done against it except the Rafida. This Rafida who many Muslims defend them today. Many Muslims call for the cooperation with the Rafida. These Rafida say, no, even your wife can have mut'a. They say anyone can make mut'a. And not only can, they say it is obligatory. It is obligatory upon the believer, man and woman, to go for mut'a. One sheikh of theirs was asked, a man asked him, he said, I like mut'a, but sometimes I see a woman, I don't know if she's married or not. He said, immediately he fabricated a hadith, a lie. Lie, he fabricated it. He said, from Abu Abdullah, alayhi salam, he said, you don't ask her. Just ask her for mut'a. If she accepts, don't ask her if she's married or not. And a woman sent a message to a sheikh, one of their sheikh, saying that I am married and I have done mut'a more than 100 times, but I am afraid if it is haram. He said, no, it is not haram, and come to the private please. Talk to me on the private, not on the main screen. Look at that. These are not Muslims. These are out of Islam. These are even out of being human. They are not even human. They are not even human. They gone beyond every bounds. So these ones, and they made this mut'a a worship. They say it is a worship, great worship. But it is a worship. It is a worship for shaitan and for their own desires. And that's why in most times you cannot say that this Shia is a son of this man. You cannot. Guarantee it, you cannot. You cannot assure it. You cannot confirm it. Maybe they are living in the same house. Maybe the woman that gave birth of this boy is a wife of that man, but you still cannot guarantee that this boy is that man. Islam says the woman, the wife, is like the farm. You only put one seed of yours, not of others. So you can have the fruit. We say, no, woman is a sewage receptive tank. All the pipes from all the toilets come to it. That's what they want. They want the woman like that. To show you the relation between the Shia and the Kuffar. And the Yahud. So, and since the reason of marriage is to give the need or the right, the need of sexual or the sexual need for man and woman, and also for love to be built between them both, and also to increase the number of mankind, and especially the Muslims. For all these things, Islam called man to marry a woman with certain characteristics for obtaining this purpose: tranquility, love, sexual intercourse, children. What are these? It is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, reported by Ahmad in the Musnad. Isa sallam said, "Tazawwaju al-waduda al-waluda, inni mukazirun bikum al-umama, inni mukazirun bikum al-anbiya'a yawm al-qiyamah." Marry the woman which is wadud. What is wadud? Wadud in Arabic is not only the one who loves you. No, the one who makes you love her. That is the wadud. That is the meaning of wadud. It is the woman that makes you love her. How? By her good manners and characters. By her real feminine. Real feminine. And also by giving birth of children. Look at it. Everybody brings his children. Why? Because everyone is proud of his children. You come to your friends and say, "Salaamu alaikum, this is my son." But when you have no son, when you have no children, what are you going to say? What are you going to say? I'm better? What are you going to say? So I said, oh Muslims, the Muslims in the early centuries of Islam received this type of command from Allah Ta'ala with believing hearts, with hearts full of belief that Allah is all wise in all what He legislated. Following the saying of Allah is in Surah Al-Ahzab, Ayah 30, مَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. It is not for a believer man or woman, when Allah and His Messenger say something, it is not for man and woman to choose whatever they like from it. But they have to take it all. But they have to take it all. If Allah says this is the way, you have to go this way. And then Allah Ta'ala said, and he, meaning he or she, who disobeys Allah and His Messenger, then indeed he has gone far away on misguidance. Far away on misguidance. O believers, Islam has suffered of many attacks and accusations from the early time of Islam. Sometimes by weapon, fighting to destroy it. And many times, many other times, it is by tongue. By tongue, not by sword, but by tongue. Which is more severe in damaging Islam than the sword. As what Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah 109, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا. Many of the people of Scripture, meaning the Yahud and Nasara, love to bring you back to kufr after you being Muslim believers. Why? Because of their envy. After the haq is made clear for them. And indeed, the strongest weapon ever been used against the Muslims is woman. Because they know that woman is the top goal of man in this world. That's what man look for. A good woman. That is only for him. That is a lover that loves him. That makes him love her. Beautiful in her image. Beautiful in her character. Beautiful in her outputs. And that's why they worked hard on that. Up until they made her to come out of her tent, of her house, to the street, to the offices, to the markets, to the hospitals. Work, 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 work. And after that, they beautified, for her the expose of her body. Why you go out with the niqab? Remove the niqab. It began with the abaya. She removed the abaya, the body cover. Then she had the niqab. Then they told her, why niqab? She removed the niqab. And now they are telling her, why don't you participate in the Olympics? What is in the Olympics? Swimming. What is she going to swim with? When a Muslim team said that our women in horse riding, they will participate with full cover. They said, no, she must wear tights. We want to see. Why? We don't see the Arab beautiful body. We already saw all these bodies. Why not you? Why not the Muslims? We want to see the Muslims. You look at that. So at the beginning they said, you go out. She went out. You remove your abaya, she removed. You remove the niqab, she removed. But she's still wearing long white dress. No, this is not good. You want to work as a nurse? You have to wear shorts, open from the back. Because of work, you become hot, so you need some ventilation. Why don't you participate in sports? Okay, we will participate with some type of hijab. No. You can't. Come swimming. How come swimming? How? How come she swims? And not only to the... And if it is to the woman only, this is haram. To expose her body. Even to the woman only. What about it to men? Not only men. It's on the media. All world. Whole world. Watch this woman. Almost naked. Subhanallah. But my people are sleeping. My people are sleeping. They don't care. They don't listen. They don't look. They don't think. How are they going to think? I'm not fair. I'm not just. I'm asking my people to think while they have lost their intellect, their brain. My people have no brain. How can they think? Let's be logic. Let's not to oppress them. It's an oppression to say to a man who has lost his mind, think. How can he think? He lost it. How can he think? You're doing like one who come to a blind and say to him, look, what do you say about this painting? He can't see it. He can't see it. And my men cannot think, cannot differentiate between good and bad. They cannot. So, then they did not stop by that limit. They said to her, you have to go out. You have to go out and claim for the equality between you and man. Subhanallah, equality between you and man. What is that? What does that mean? Yani, your wife be pregnant 1 year and the second year you get pregnant. What is that? 1 year you wear the beard and the second year she wears the beard. 1 year she has menses and the second you have menses. What is that? Stupidness. There is equality in Islam. Who said in Islam there is no equality? There is equality. But the proper equalization is to give everyone his right. That is the proper equalization. Not to put everyone... I say to one of them, okay, you are a boss. You are a director. You have people working beneath you, under you. Right? He said, yes. I said, are you equal in the same office, you mean to say to me? You sit on the same chair that they use? You have the same size of office? Your desk is similar to theirs? Your salary is similar to theirs? Where's the equality now? Oh no, equality is not here. Equality is not here. But equality between man and woman. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So, they told her to go out. She went out. I want my right. I want my right. Okay. After that, they convinced her. To get your right, you must put the man in trap. When you go to work, put all makeup. Why makeup? You're going to work as a secretary. Why makeup? Not only secretary. You see women working in construction, going with makeup. Why? You're going to the dust, concrete, bricks. Why you put makeup? Why you put makeup? To make that miskin man who is on the scaffolding on the 4th or 10th floor fall down. Because we keep looking. That's what they want. They want to destroy the whole world. They are enemies of mankind. And that's why they believe that they are originally monkeys. And they're right. They are even not monkeys, they are donkeys. They are originally donkeys. And that's why they have a party called a donkey. A donkey. They said it, not me. They said it. Astaghfirullah. And then they swear. They swore to the woman that only they're doing that only for her. Exactly like their leader in evil is Shaitan, Iblis, when he swore to Adam and Hawa in the Jannah that I only want good for you. Adam did not even imagine that a creation will swear by Allah on a lie. And he, Iblis, made them to come out of the Jannah. So, is the Muslim woman now realizing the plans of evil and danger plans being put for her to be trapped with? Does she know now the size of evil prepared for her to make her lose her life in this world and in the hereafter? And then will she think back and look for the way that Allah Ta'ala has put for her and the Prophet ﷺ guide her to, and on it all the mothers of believers and the wives of the companions went on? Is she going to do that? Going to follow them? And also her father, did he now realize the evil that is put around his daughter by convincing him to keep her with our husband but not to go for as a second wife? Because many fathers say, no, my daughter cannot be a second wife. Okay, what is she going to do? Stay home. Stay home doing what, akhi? Think, akhi. Stay home doing what? Chatting men. Chatting men. Wallahi, chatting men. You don't know. The means are many today. She is now on the internet looking for bad. Talking to bad people. Doing bad things. And you still in this ignorance. And then they tell you Islam takes us back to the depth of the history. No, you are going really back, really down. Does the communities realize that it is an essential requirement and necessity to have polygamy today in order to be honored, in order to honor the woman, in order to honor the woman and to protect the man and the whole community? May Allah Ta'ala bestow mercy on us all. I seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala and repent to Him. This was the first khutbah. The second, I began by praising Allah and sending peace and blessings to Abu Rasulullah. And then I said, O people of Islam, it is said in the sayings, the truth, the truth is what being witnessed by the enemies. And let's look to some of the kuffar who found the truth in the issue of polygamy. This problem which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us from long ago, as in Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallam said, indeed dunya is beautiful, is beautiful and attractive. Indeed Allah Ta'ala is tasting you in it what to do. So fear the dunya and fear women as the first fitna. First fitna found with Bani Israel, it was with women. Bani Israel, who they are? The Yahud and Christians. The first fitna found with them was women. And to solve this problem, no one on this planet can tell you how. But He, Allah alone, who created you and them all, can tell you how. But let's listen to what these kuffar have come with. Dr. Gustav Lobon says, indeed, the principle of polygamy that is used in the East is a good system because it elevates the level of characters and manners of those nations who call to it, to polygamy. And it also increases the level of connection in the family. The level of connection, relationship in the family. And it also gives the woman a respect and happiness that she cannot see in the West. He says in Europe, but I say in the whole West. If in Europe you cannot see it, in America, definitely you can't. Take it from me. Because America is the leader of evil today. You all know that. Hollywood is there. All this corruption in this world is from Hollywood. A woman called Annie Besant, who is the leader of an organization of Sufism. She's Christian. She's not Muslim, but she studies all other religions. She said, I read the Old Testament, the Torah, and I found there that the believer whose heart is exactly like what Allah wills, he was always found practicing polygamy. Look at that. That's in the Torah. That's in the Old Testament. The believer whose heart is exactly like what Allah Ta'ala wants is always found practicing polygamy. And a doctor called Bone saying, practicing polygamy is a necessity to keep the mankind. The polygamy is a necessity. Why, Akhwan? Today, they found, about, 50 years ago, AIDS was found, 50 years? Less than 50 years. Why? Where it came from? Drinking from dirty water? Eating rubbish food? Eating rats? Eating snakes? No. It only came from sex. Okay. What is between husband and wife? Sex. But in a proper way. The only difference between the permissible and the non-permissible sex is the marriage. The marriage. In marriage, you don't do nothing in your, you don't do anything to your body other than you go by the way that the Lord, the creator of all this universe, has told you. So, even when they were kuffar, Allah did not send them diseases because they are kuffar. La. But when they exceeded the boundaries which Allah Ta'ala created mankind with, they started receiving these diseases. So now, when we hear this man saying, practicing polygamy is a necessity to keep mankind, means mankind who is healthy. Yes, in fornicating you have still continuity of mankind, but all of them carrying the disease. The mother who is pregnant, the woman who is pregnant of AIDS, almost 95 or 98% her baby will carry it. this baby will go marry or do sex with other women. Same thing and it's spread. Look at it in America. Look at it in Europe. How big it is. Why? Because no more marriage. No more marriages, very rarely. It's all now social marriages, zina, fornicating. So that's why this man who's wise, clever but wise, he has intellect to think with, he said, we need man to continue existing. But we don't want any man. We don't want man who be served all the time on bed. Because in near future, who's going to work? If man and woman are suffering of AIDS, who's going to work? No one going to work. So their life will end. The life will end. I don't mean end by, but I mean to say as they say. Yani life will end one day, of course, when Allah Ta'ala yani permit it. But ya ikhwan, these are the witnesses from this kuffar. So that's why I call my sisters, the wives, to fear Allah and accept polygamy. Fear Allah and accept polygamy. Do not object your husband when he wants to go and marry. He did not want to go and marry just for that. It is only because he needs. It is an extra expense on him. He's going to open another house. He's going to spend more. He has to work more. But because he needs, he cannot now stay with one wife. So do not push him to go to the haram. Do not force him to go to the haram. Let him marry. Let him marry. In some tribes here in Saudi Arabia, when the man marries the first wife and they stay for a year, she keeps eating his ear. Go and marry. Go and marry. Go and marry. Because if he doesn't marry after 1 year, the whole tribe boycotts this wife. They say, you are a bad woman. You're not good. You're a bad woman. Why your husband doesn't marry another one? Why? It must be a bad woman. So she defends herself by asking him to go and marry. It doesn't mean that she has no feelings. She has no jealous. She has no jealousy. No, she has jealousy. She has feeling. But she wants to come out of this, you know, blaming. I wish that all Muslims be like this tribe. So we get out of this problem today. And it is even worse in the West. Because in the West, the number of people coming to Islam in women is much, much larger than it in men. Okay, this woman was kafir. She was every night with a man. Her sexual yani needs is found any day, any time. Now she become Muslim. But she's still human. She's still woman. She still has the desire. What can she do? What can she do? She sees every friend of her with her husband. And she stays with our husband. She stays with our husband. That is bad, ya ikhwan. That is bad. When Ja'far ibn Abi Talib was killed in the battle of Mu'tah, after the period of his wife Asma bint Umayyish, Abu Bakr Siddiq married her. And when Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away, another Sahabi married her. They don't leave women with our husband because she needs protection, she needs support, she needs, you know, all these things. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married old women. Like Umm Salama. and Sauda. They were already old. Especially Sauda, she was old. But he married her because she needs a husband. To stay like that and say, no, every wife holds one husband, or every husband holds only one wife, and that wife does not allow another to come into her life, that's bad, ya akhwan. That's bad. Wallahi, that's bad. But the blame is not on women. Let me be honest with you. The blame is on men. Men as husbands. Men as fathers. Father, instead of yani correcting the situation, he supports his wife, his daughter. No, you can't marry another one. If you want to marry another one, divorce my daughter. Is this logic? Where is his brain? He goes with the emotion. She comes and cries. He goes with that. La akhi, you're not a woman. You're a man. You're a man. الرجال قوامون على النساء. Men are the controller of women. When your daughter comes to you and says, my husband wants to marry another one, say, okay, and I'm going to help him on the mahar. I don't want to stay with him. Up to you. You stay here, you serve everybody in the house. In my house, you are the maid. If you want to stay in my house, you stay as a maid. Clean the toilets, clean the clothes, cook food. Everybody sits and you work. If you want, okay. Wallahi, she will not continue even 1 month. I have a story that happened here in Saudi. A man who is wise, intelligent, he wants good for his daughter. His daughter had a problem with her husband. She said to him, take me to my family. He took her. She cried to her father. Her father told her, stay home, no problem. Stay in my house. And he took the son-in-law to a private room and he said to him, look, you leave her and go. Just keep quiet. After 1 month, you come back. Don't come back before that. Then the father told the mother, don't let anybody work in the house other than your daughter. Including yourself. Don't work. Leave everything for her. And he told the daughter, if I see any shortcomings, you will be treated very badly. Now, in her husband's house, she wasn't treated like that. She sleeps until midday. Sometimes she doesn't cook. She calls him, please bring. No, please. Hey, you, bring food when you come. Now she can't say this. This is her father. After 1 month, the man came, knocked the door. The father knew who he is at the door. He did not go to open. He said to the daughter, see who's at the door. She went there and she stayed long. She stayed long by the door. He called her, daughter, who's there at the door? She said, it is so-and-so, his name. He said, why you stay too long there? You come back here. And he came out and he said to the man, what do you want? You have no wife here. Go away. She said, father, no problem, I can go with him. Because he treated her as a wise father, not emotional father. Many fathers say, no, my daughter is, oh, no, you don't do this with my daughter. What do you want, daughter? You come and stay here. You want a private room? Take a private room. You want a cell phone? Take a cell phone. You want a computer, internet? Take. You want to go marketing alone? You go. He doesn't know where she goes. This woman is now not practicing what she needs. When she is left like that, what do you expect her to do? When the woman leaves her house because her husband is going to marry another one, it means she is fool. It means she is majnoon. How come you let a majnoon woman to go out alone? The wise woman would stay home, her house. She doesn't go out, even if her husband marry another one. But the problem is with the fathers. The fathers are the problem. Wallahi, the fathers are the problem. No one else but the fathers are the problem. So, ya akhwan, we need to think of that and go back to it and fear Allah. All of us fear Allah. And go back to Him and ask Allah Ta'ala to protect our families and guide us to what pleases Him. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. I know that if I say if there is any question, too many questions will come up, but limit the questions today. Anybody's family here? No? I want to ask the one who's family here if he has any question. Hi, any questions? Let me see also the internet. Oh, I forgot the wazik, subhanallah. I always keep forgetting this. Hi, Hanif has a question. Go ahead, Hanif. I think the admins, please, from next Friday, take the mic off wazik because I keep forgetting it. Especially when it comes to these topics, you know, I get طيب. It says السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. شيخنا, how should the khatibs in the West respond to the events taking place today in some Muslim countries in response to the video made about our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? How should the khatibs advise the awam? Wallahi, as I said, first of all, yani going out and what do you call that, strike? Huh? And demonstration is not from the sunnah. That's from, it's not from Islam. That's the kuffar way. But you can first of all implement the Sharia and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Call the people, encourage them to hold on the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The men to wear their beard, to raise their clothes above their ankles, to come to the masjid regularly in the five time prayers. To the women, to cover themselves completely, and to all to stay from anything haram, riba, whatsoever, and also to convey the message of Islam in a good way to the others. Cooperate in printing out pamphlets, short pamphlets about Islam, about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and spread it in buses, trains, airplanes, ships, boats, cars, whatsoever. Markets, hospitals. Let the people know what is Islam, who's Muhammad alayhi salatu salam. And at the same time, you can write to the president or to the related ministers objections in the name of the community about this. So we need to use all means except the means that is not from Islam, like demonstrations. This is not from Islam. They go out, mashallah, we see demonstrations, mashallah, go out to some, by opposing Islam. They go out and they, yani men and women and, you know, like that. And like in Tahrir Square in Cairo, they pray Jum'ah even there. This is not a place for Jum'ah. Jum'ah is not in the streets. Jum'ah is in the masajid. Even the five-time prayer is not in the street, in the masajid. So we have to understand Islam and follow Islam. So Allah Ta'ala support us. Wallahu A'lam. Another question. Hanif, do you have another question? Alhamdulillah. Okay. طيب. خير إن شاء الله. Here we stop. And إن شاء الله تعالى we'll see you on the next Friday بإذن الله تعالى. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.